What the hell?
It's a tight squeeze.
I'm having a lovely time now. I'm really leaning into it.
What do you reckon? You're not answering. You fucking idiot.
Oh, God!
Do you want it with coffee or without coffee, Daisy?
I don't know.
This is with coffee, right? What do you reckon? You're not answering me. I'll take that as a without coffee.
Without
yeah?
coffee, please.
She took it without coffee, I think, and I was grateful because I didn't know the lyrics.
Why won't you look at me?
Oh, it's a show.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Okay, what's happening here?
If everybody could gather round, we all love British roller coasters, and we're just going to guess whether the reenactment of this roller coaster that I'm about to do is either the Dragon Ride at Legoland,
yeah,
or Nemesis at Alton Towers.
Oh, great. Okay.
Do you know that one?
Nemesis starts slow and then it's a big drop.
Yeah.
I am a trained actor, so I think I'm going to pull on all of those skills and go quite method with this. OK. Are you ready, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, this one.
Look at her face.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
This is very difficult not to laugh, Daisy. This is a very good bit.
It's
I'm
really
struggling here, Daisy. Yeah. I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Joe Wilkinson's gonna go.
They can't look at her face. Look at Beckett.
That feels Nemesis to me.
Reminds me more of OnlyFans than Nemesis.
She's gonna be sick.
Okay, try to get a bucket.
Don't be sick, please don't be sick. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
Sorry.
I think I do feel
a bit sick, yeah.
Oh,
sick
at the moment, all I've got is a colander, but that's not gonna help, is it?
I think you're really funny.
You're like a sunset. You're full of light. And I can see you going down on me at 7 PM.
Depending on what time of year it is.
Yes, depending on if it's summer or autumn or... You could wait till 8 PM. If you can hold it. Have you got a compliment for me?
You're fit as fuck.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'd give you one.
Can't hear you.
You're like a flower in that you're full of yeast because you went down on me at 7 PM.
That's really beautiful. I've learnt a lot from you. One of the things I learnt from you is that you don't need to chop vegetables, because when I stayed with you once, I just watched you tear a pepper apart with your fists and put it into a... I think it was, like, some sort of casserole. And I thought, do you know what? Why not? Oh. Who needs things to be neatly sliced?
Do you know what I learnt from you?
Oh, the casserole got your tongue, has it?
You could do a shit so big that my boyfriend at the time...
You fucker.
Go on, Joe.
I'd rather you didn't make any noise.
Sorry.
Would you like the sound of the sea?
Yes, please, Bob.
Shh.
Thank you.
Son of a gun.
Thank you.
Iowati's in trouble.
Iowati, it's really flailing.
Son of a gun.
The Royal National Lifeboat Institution, or the RNLI, is a charity that provides a 24/7 lifeboat search and rescue service around the coasts of the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. Sorry, guys. It's a kind of magic.
A kind of magic. Oh, help me, Lord. One soul, one prize, one gold, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One child.
Oh, Joe! Look at Joe!
It's just magic.
OK, Joe there, he covered his face to stifle a laugh.
Yeah.
That's not allowed. I'm going to put him on the naughty step.
OK.
Foxes. Yeah.
Would you take it?
Joe, you covered your face during Bob's Joker, which is against the rules. Your punishment is to sit on the naughty step. Now, I'm sure you know how a naughty step works.
Oh.
You sit on the step and everyone else will line up
and whisper something naughty
in your ear.
Oh,
please,
hell no.
Take your punishment. Assume the position on the naughty step.
When I got sent to the naughty step, my immediate thought is Jim is an absolute piece of shit. Do I sit on the top bit or the lower bit, Jimmy?
The top bit, you fucking idiot.
Thank you. Oh, that is better.
Oh, I'm going to whisper something.
OK.
Do you know where those electric pens are? Because I really want to use it in the toilet. I could do with two of those, to be honest with you. I'm a big... Are you holding your nose? Is my breath smell?
A lovely breath.
Thank you. I'd have a lovelier time with my breath and the electric pen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy's tactic, I believe, on the Naughty Set was to insinuate that she wanted to take something that was vibrating and pop it in her drawers. Is that OK?
Are you queuing up? Bloody hell.
I've got to get in there. You won't be able to hear otherwise.
You're doing a really, really good job at showing off.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Loads of good bits.
Joel Wilkinson, I've been watching you. You have the face of a cobbler's thumb. You have the face of an abandoned pug. But your humiliating grace does shine through, so stick it out, yeah?
Shall I do mine?
Yeah, come.
This thing where sometimes when I blow my nose, something comes out of my eyes and I think that it's snot, but I don't know if it's normal. And I asked the doctor and he said it's normal, but is it normal?
No.
Oh, here we go. Lou's going to laugh at our own line.
Naughty Torty.
That's horrible.
I looked in that mirror and it was mad. How did they get a T-shirt? Like, the same T-shirt?
How are they doing that?
That's so horrible!
Wow, she's doing well there, isn't she?
What I will say is I look lovely with blue eyes. It's actually quite horrifying and quite... Thank you for that experience. Thank you.
Wow. Woo! Wow.
Lou Sanders.
Wow. Wowzers.
Oh my God.
She's stripping. She's stripping.
Uh-oh, there's a fire in my pants. And for once, it's not the clap.
This is Lou's humour through and through as well. Lou's in trouble.
You're under arrest for being too sexy.
What if there's children watching? This is so erotic.
Have you got that? You've got so many pair of knickers on.
Not the shin.
This music, you very. I go to strip clubs a lot. You never hear this.
No, it's a shame.
Harry came very close to me. And closeness is one of those things that does tend to make you want to laugh.
Nice and clean. No wounds.
Oh, no.
What's she doing? Oh, God, I'm worried.
I think I might know what's happening. She's reloading her, should we call it a lady cave? I don't know what to call it.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's really good.
Go on, Bob. Get up a rally. Try and get it back in.
Try and get it back in!
I mean, your pussy ball just hit me on my shoulder.
When the ping pong ball started coming out, that was tough. Judy Love said, ping pong pussy shoulder ball. I mean, it doesn't help.
How did this show get to this stage?
You want to go?
I'm gonna go short.
It's a tight squeeze.
If that hits him in the head, I'm gone. I've done my shoulder.
Wow.
I mean, is that the first time you've seen Harriet do that act, guys?
Second for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've seen her do it dressed.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
Now, look, I don't know if you're familiar with a Ouija at all and whether you've ever done one of these, but I'd just like us to do a very quick Ouija, if that's OK.
Yeah.
If you just pop two fingers on that side, I'll just take these and you just go with it. There we go. So, first of all, we just need to calibrate the board, OK? So I'm just going to ask the spirit to spell guacamole.
Calibrate the board.
Calibrate the board is fabulous.
Spirit, can you spell guacamole? And instantly it's going... to no, it won't spell guacamole. OK. But do you have a particular question in life or in work or anything that you'd like to ask the spirit?
Will I win an Oscar?
And do you want to give a time frame on it?
2026.
All right, well, that's not long. I'd have thought you'd be filming that now, if you're going to win an Oscar in 2026. Yeah. So, we're going to ask Spirit, do we think that you're going to win an Oscar in 2026 or whenever? So, I don't know. It's a waste of time, wasn't it?
I found it really hard not to laugh doing the Ouija board, especially because I could feel how strongly he was pushing it.
Now, Harriet, what have I got for you?
Yeah, Harriet's a goner.
I find that Mr. Swallow was really funny and his comedy can just be a bit surprising. It just comes out of nowhere, and that is the thing that you have to watch out for, and that is why you can never relax.
So, Harriet, I'd like to play a game of rock, paper, scissors with you, if that's all right, Harriet. And it's just going to be really straightforward, OK? Yeah. So we're going to do one, two, three, and then the symbol, OK? So rock, paper, scissors. OK, so you ready? Mm-hmm. OK, here we go. One, two, three. What's... are you doing it with both?
Oh, no!
Oh, no! You can't double-fist it, Harriet. It's a one-fist game.
Yeah. What's that? We'll try it again. Here we go. OK, so...
I forgot how to play.
God, she's on the cusp.
Do you want me to remind you the rules? So that's rock, that's paper, that's scissors, OK? Rock beats scissors, paper beats rock.
I'm trying so hard here. I don't think I'm broken, but I feel broken.
Yeah, yeah.
You look really relaxed and comfortable up there, Harriet.
Yeah. Very comfortable. OK.
You give it 5 minutes.
It's a cough.
Is it a cough?
It's just a cough. OK, here we go. Are you all right, Harriet? Because we do need to crack on. OK, ready? OK, so we're going to do rock, paper, scissors. Here we go. One hand. One, two, three, go. What's that? Why are you doing it with the door?
Lou, you've been a very active player so far. You've got a few people carded, so as a reward, you get to go in the treat seat. Everyone else, there are some treats on the table, and you've got 60 seconds to give Lou as many treats as you can.
Oh, no.
Is there anything you like the look of?
This is going to be a nightmare.
OK, your minute starts now. Treat that seat.
Here comes your treat, you bastard.
What would you like? Is there anything you'd like?
How does that feel, you bastard?
I'll get the wind up.
I'm thinking of my fertility report.
How was it?
No, really bad.
Yeah, I've not ruined your look.
Do you like orange ice bowl?
Yeah.
Are you hungry at all?
Oh, that's brave. That's brave for a man in the media to be doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it for you.
There we go.
It's a banana. The treat suit had erotic undertones, and I didn't think they meant it to.
I'm actually having a lovely time.
I was like, turn off the cameras and let a girl have a moment.
I'm having a lovely time now. I'm really leaning into it.
I'm not hurting you, am I?
No.
Bob's just hitting a saucepan lid. That's not in the treat tray. He's brought his own gear.
Get off! Get off! Get off!
Cinderella!
Get off!
Basic instinct.
You're gonna be really old.
Up.
And have loads of kids. Do you think you're down?
Titanic with some...
Ebola. Titanic with Ebola.
The boat's in a sea of shit.
Norovirus. Oh, they've got travel sickness.
Food poisoning! Food poisoning!
Fucking hell.
OK, so that was Titanic, but Jack and Rose have had food poisoning.
OK, it's climbing.
I like the way Daisy's just not getting up now.
Is this a home movie?
Oh, that's Spider-Man. It. I was doing the wrong one.
Spider-Man with diarrhea. Oh, the web comes from the anus. The web, it's anus web.
Spider-Man, but web's out of the bum.
Wow, simple. Simple.
Why is Daisy not getting up?
I thought this might be a breeze because I'm with a BAFTA winner, but she just wouldn't get up off the floor.
Why has Daisy not got up off the ground?
Hey, me.
Yeah, you've been on the floor the whole time.
So lazy, and I thought I could just sit on the floor and just phone it in.
Have a little warm-up first. This is what I've always done, this warm-up. Being a versatile actor, Pinter loved me.
Pinter?
Pinter taught me this.
Those glasses on Danny are insane.
So, everyone will do it together. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quick breathing exercise. Slag.
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 Judy!
Slag.
Very
slag.
Simple.
Slag.
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 Slag. Slag. I've done it all, my whole career, and it works. Right, OK, so, anyone seen Scum?
Yes, Alan Clark.
Good bit of work.
Nice.
Well, Scum's set in a prison. If no-one's ever seen it, young Ray Winston.
Isn't Hogwarts a prison in a way?
Hogwarts a bit of a prison. Right, here we go. So, oh. I'm Potter. Boom, boom, boom. Right, where's this fucking Dumbledore?
Here.
Do you want to make one with me, Dumbledore?
Make what?
Have you got any idea who I am?
I thought I knew, but now I'm not so
Harry
sure.
Potter's my fucking name. Now, see this fucking wand?
What wand?
Ain't just what?
What wand?
You want to make one with me, do you? How do you want to be?
This is like a fever dream now.
I did not want to play Dumbledore, and I just thought, I'm just going to have to act now. I'm going to have to just pretend that I want to fight this man, because I won't smile then.
See this wand? Ain't just got spells.
Yeah.
What Harry, wand? Stay back.
What, can't fucking, get, what back. Fucking what? What fucking what?
All right, OK, calm down. Up, Harry, calm down, as I fucking bite your nose off.
The more it was working, the more aggressive I got. And then it did get to a point where I thought, I might have to fight him.
All right, OK, calm
back
down.
Up, Harry,
calm
yeah?
down, as oh, I fucking God, bite your nose
here.
Off.
Fucking back
I
off,
bite
yeah?
your fucking nose
I'll
off.
You, I'll fucking bite your throat, get back.
Oi, 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 yeah.
I'll tongue you. I'll tongue you.
Careful, careful.
Yeah?
I thought we killed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm doing Stars in Your Eyes, but you can't legally say it again. So, hello and welcome to the show that has the most talented singers in the country. And you don't have to dress up talent, but we do because we love dressing up. So who will our first star be? By day, he's a window fitter, but tonight he's going to fit through our window. Fit and ready for success, it's star guest number one.
I'm from Chinham near Basingstoke. My name's Gary Swale. I have a wife, Carol. She's a wrought iron welder. And I have two grown-up children. My eldest lives abroad and my youngest is currently employed by NatWest, which is fine. I'm a part-time student studying art. When I left school, I went to be a window fitter. I really love to do art for a living. I'd like to get a diploma in art.
Nearly finished.
Just draw the tip.
Okay.
I've done hundreds of different jobs. Everything from being a window fitter's assistant to being a window fitter. But I'd love to just do my art. I'd work in any area of the arts or entertainment, except for tap dancing.
He'll need a steady drawing hand to hold the microphone tonight. Please welcome Gary Swale.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary. I hear you do the pools.
Yes, every week.
Cool. So tell us who you're going to be tonight, Gary.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Ollie Murs.
Ollie Murs, of course you are. Tonight, singing live, it's Gary Swales as Ollie Murs.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Dolly Murs.
Dolly
in Jesus sandals.
No, but it's got to be a film or, you know, like a song like that. Like a...
You're right here!
I went to the fridge just to get a drink, and I opened it, no drink, but Alison Hammond can't drink Alison. She's not a refreshment.
You're right, Rob.
I love you, Alison, but I'm going to have to give you a bit of a wide berth. All I'm saying is you deserve a better dressing room by now.
That's an infectious laugh. It's like Ebola. It's the Ebola of laughs.
Yeah, you can't go near her when she's laughing.
How long have you been in that fridge?
All day, babes. All day. It's been a long day. You're right, Bob. I didn't frighten you too much, did I?
The difficulty is there will be a moment when we close this fridge and it will feel like a rejection.
Don't close me off, man.
No. I've been closing myself emotionally to bubbly people my entire life.
It's pretty crazy.
So
yeah,
Alison.
Now we're all a little bit on the edge.
I feel really rude to you, Rob.
A little bit rude, but, you know, you've got to do what you've got to do, Bob.
Yeah.
If you want to be rude to Alison, that's on you, you know.
It's so
Why don't you just have a chat to Alison? She's a lovely lady. If you've never met her before, just have a chat about things.
But it'll set me off, that's the thing.
Rob's selling it.
She's lovely. Go and have a... Come with me.
No.
Come here, Bob.
No, I fear Alison.
Come here, Bob.
Why? Come on, Bob. Come
I'm
going to
laugh, Alison. That's why.
Bob, go and have a chat. You're being rude. We've got a guest in the house. Alison's here. She
you
wants
look
to say
after
hello.
The guest.
No, you look. I know, Alison. I'm trying to introduce
Bob,
you.
Bob, I'm a big fan of yours. Come over here.
But Bob, you don't want to ruin this great game by you coming and going to call. Wasn't Bob Mortimer rude to Alison Hammond?
Oh, Rob's playing dirty now.
Yeah. That'll be in like the newspaper.
It'll be trolled.
Get in here and have a look.
You'll be trolled for days.
Have a little look at that face.
What are you doing in the fridge?
And let Alison unload on you.
I absolutely love fridges. I spend a lot of time at fridges.
You're a fridge dweller.
Okay, I gotta go. Sorry, guys.
Right, do you want me to shut
me off. See you later.
Bye,
love
Alison.
You.
We love Alison.
Richard is struggling.
Oh, good grief.
Anyway, do you have anywhere in your house that you can hide away? So, you know, just be by yourself.
Let's talk about intercourse.
Okay.
Is it on the table?
No.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No.
I assumed you were just looking for a fingering.
Lou, go and sit down and watch Richard and Bob get to know each other. Sit down and look at them.
You've got lovely thighs, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I work on
Your
that.
Eyes not so good, but lovely
no,
thighs.
No, this one's weeping.
Yeah.
And this one's a write-off.
That one's buggered, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Lou.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Ah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh.
Really nice.
Thank you. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Harriet.
Do 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 do.
Oh no, poor Harriet.
Do 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 do.
Sorry, Harriet. Let's go again from the top.
Do 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 do.
Go again from the top, please.
Do 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 do.
No, wait, wait. Let me give you the beat.
Beep, 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 beep.
We're giving you the beat, Harry. Come on.
Baba, baba, baba. Hello. I'm in a dance duo with my mum. This is my mum.
Hello, mum.
That's not Goldie Hawn.
No, it's not.
So we're going to do a dance piece for you. It's inspired by the Moors. So Michael, Roger, Broad. And we've done it for the production team. We ran it through for them. They loved it, didn't they?
Yeah.
They absolutely loved it. But they said the elements of it were a bit too erotic, so we've had to cut all the BJs.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. Mum, what's the matter? Mum? What's the matter?
Sorry.
Oh,
no,
God.
Sorry.
Fuck, what's the matter?
Your Uncle Peter died.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How?
Walking.
Oh, my God. Where was he walking to?
Elephant and Castle.
Where from?
Alicante.
Okay, should we not do the dance?
No, 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 no. It's...
Maybe I won't do the slut drop.
No, that was Peter's favourite bit.
Let's put the umbilical cord back together.
Yeah.
They might have forgotten how to laugh. What are we watching?
By the time Lou did her dance with her mum, was it mum? By that time, I think Richard, me and Rob, I think we probably did want to win by then.
I don't think you should make your mum dance like that.
She's laughing!
Okay, Rob, the face you do in the theatre when the show's about to begin and you just found out there's no interval, it's 3 hours long, you've had 4 bran muffins and 2 pints of prune juice.
Okay.
That's a funny little face, isn't it?
Okay. Okay. Richard, the face you do when you're having an ice cream and you suddenly remember you're meant to be attending your dad's funeral.
You can't, I wasn't allowed to talk.
Bob.
Yep.
Could you make the face you do when you discover your partner is also your cousin?
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Richard, I'd like you to do the face you do when you're at the doctor's and he's got your test results. It's not looking good. It's not looking good, it's looking excellent. You have zero STDs. But wait, he was looking at the wrong file. You have chlamydia.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Do, 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 do.
Okay, one more each. This is the face you do when you're on a plane, the toilet door opens, a large bald man walks out, the smell is horrific, the pilot has left the cockpit and is breakdancing in the aisles. It's amazing. Have you got that?
What the hell? Who the fuck? Why is this shit? Come on.
Richard, what face would you do in the same scenario?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's tricky to go second on the same scenario.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I don't know.
What you gonna do?
I don't know.
How is he not laughing?
Oh, oh my
fuck.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.